so much for all the advice, guys. I'll try that. I'll just try to make whatever shape it's possible to stretch this antenna along the trees, because there is no way I can do that in a straight line. I just don't have a room in my backyard. And on the same subject, on one side of my property, I have like a power line going on the back side of the property. Should I stay as far as away from those? Would they cause me some interference?
Okay, I heard Whiskey Foxtrot. Did not get all your call, but I copied Whiskey Foxtrot. Come back with your full call and go ahead with your comment.
Thank you. Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot, Rick in near Vancouver, British Columbia. A dipole does not have to be straight. If you make it inverted V, it can save some space that way. If you need to bend one end, let's say you've got enough room on one side but not the other, it's okay to bend it. One thing you can do to keep it as efficient as possible, you know, on a dipole it attaches to your coax as a center conductor in the shield. But try to make the center conductor the hot side of your dipole, the radiating side, make that the straight side, and put the bend in the shield side. And keep the hot side as far away from that power line as you can, and that's probably what you can do. You can also look at different antenna designs, like double loops, quad loops, inverted L's. There's lots of different ways you can put a full-length antenna into a smaller space. Back to NetV, 7-1-T-Fox.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Rick. VE7WF from K4CUP. Thank you, Rick, for that comment. And I was going to suggest to Mark there to, you know, try to avoid the power lines, you know, and getting that antenna close to power lines because of the electricity and also, you know, the interference that power electric line may cause. So I would avoid as much as possible there, Derek. So KD9WUE from K4CUP. Anything further, Mark?